You're now listening to Red Saves the Black with Gina and Jared. Sigari, and their MySpace is myspace.com/SagariZone, which is SagariZone. And they're from Turkey, and the song's called Judge. The end.
A little bit of a metal to start off the show.
Yep.
Good stuff. And I must say that lately we've been finding a lot of bands from not the United States, which is where we're from. So we're yes, keeping the variety going. This week we have a bunch of bands from the Netherlands for you, courtesy of
me,
Gina. And
I didn't really. Oh yeah, Netherlands, Holland.
Pretty much. There you go.
This one's.
Oh, maybe.
What does this say? Lead.
Oh, Leeds, UK.
Oh, that says U.S., Jared.
No, that's U.K.
No, that says U.S.
Yes, but Leeds is in the United Kingdom.
Well, then why does that say U.S.?
What? That's U.K.
That's U.S. That is an S. That is not a K. There is no line to signify that is a K. That is an S. You wrote Leeds, U.S.
I feel like every other episode you make fun of my my handwriting.
Because it's so...
Like fancy music. Have to have, like fancy...
Well, there's a huge difference between the U.K. and the U.S.
Eh, close enough. It's all the same in the end. We're all on the same spinning rock.
I suppose.
See, it's when you put it that way. Did you know the Earth spins at something like 365,000 miles per second?
Yeah, I'm sure everyone went to school, so...
Did you all go to school out there and learn that crucial fact? I always think about that, you know. What happens if the world suddenly stopped?
We would all fall.
But we'd be too quick to even notice.
Oh, no, we wouldn't fall. We would burn.
Wouldn't our molecules just disintegrate?
Yeah.
As you...
Remember the show we watched with the vapor... No, you didn't watch that.
What show?
There was a CSI Miami show that... There was this gun that literally would vaporize people. And there was no trace of them except for, like... Little, like... blotches of blood and flesh. It was disgusting.
Sounds like something in, like, the X-Files.
Yeah, it was disgusting. And you watch these people get vaporized. I was like, ew.
Yeah, Gina has a thing for CSI.
Yeah, I do. It shot 200 bullets at the exact same time. That's how huge this thing was.
Per second or at the same time?
At the same exact time. That's why people were vaporized by it.
So they weren't vaporized. It just disintegrated them?
It just... There's so many bullets that hit that there wasn't, like, one spot that was unhit. So it just vaporized them.
Reminded that movie, The Cube, where, like, there were little booby traps in that cube, and they had to get out, and, like, some people were, like, sliced in half.
Ew. That was in 13 Ghosts, remember that?
That was in that, too, yeah. Does this gun exist?
I don't know, I didn't ask the writers, I just watched the show.
Sounds gory.
I mean, it wasn't like, you know, you sat there and watched it for, like, 20 minutes. I mean, it happened to three guys, and it happened quickly, you just... saw them there, and then you saw them get blown back, and then it was just, they just turned to blood.
So it was like the one thing in the cube where it just, you see,
I never saw that movie.
5 gallons of blood just dropping to the ground with, like, a little bits of flesh around it.
I've never seen the movie.
You saw a cube?
I never saw a cube.
Huh? Remember they have to get out of the weird cube they wake up in?
Seriously, I never saw a cube.
Some, like, weird psychological study where they just wake up in this cube, and they gotta find the little codes and passwords.
It was a precursor to Saul, I suppose.
I guess. It was like Cube and like Cube 2. I think they're both like made for TV
wasn't,
movies.
Wasn't Cube... Oh, what's the
Sci-Fi channel.
Wasn't Cube 2... One of them was made before the other one, I thought, right?
Well, one was before then, 2.
No, but Cube and then like Cube 2 was like pre... You know how like they made the Hannibal Lecter series, but they made them backwards? Like it was like the middle one came first, and then the first one came second, and like the last one came third, or...
I'm not sure, because the storyline was kind of like a bunch of random strangers wake up in different parts of a cube, and they go through different rooms.
Oh, Cube 2 was just a different people. That's
yeah.
What it was. Okay, never mind. I remember seeing it in like Blockbuster and stuff.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I thought it was a good movie. Kind of creepy, kind of disturbing.
Yeah, good to know. And
on that note, I think we should play another song.
Sure.
After we just goried up the...
Yeah, audience's that was nice minds out there a bit. I flipped it over so that you could realize that we're only going on that page.
Well, there you go.
You're like, let's flip back.
So this next band is a bit of a long song, but it's out of the Liverpool, United Kingdom.
That Liverpool's in England.
Which is part of the United Kingdom, correct?
I know, I'm just...
I know geography.
I'm just specifying, just because if you can be like, Philadelphia, United States, Philadelphia's in Pennsylvania.
So the name of the band is Beneath the Exterior. Check them out at myspace.com/beneath the exterior. And the name of the track is Bring the Plagues.
Yeah.
See, that's one thing I love about doing the on-demand kind of shows, is that we can play really long songs, and commercial radio cannot do that, usually.
This is true.
Although occasionally, late at night, somebody might, you know, some late-night DJ on some obscure commercial radio station might play, like, I don't know, what's a really, like, a Led Zeppelin album in its entirety or something ridiculous like that.
Remember when we did the Nocturne, and we played that Tool song that's, like, 12 minutes long?
Which one? The Nocturne where we just went all night?
Yeah, the one that's...
Marathon.
The Tool song that's just like, you have dialed the wrong number or something. Please try again.
Oh, lame.
Like, is that what it's called, lame?
Yeah. You want to get freaked out by a bit of interesting sounds thrown together as like a song.
Why don't you get freaked out?
I don't know, it's kind of weird when you listen to it, because it's like
really.
The pounding dial tone.
It was great, because we were like, if we needed like time to, you know, breathe or eat or not be by the soundboard, we would just play that song and we would just go out for like 10 minutes or something.
Back when we were cool on college radio.
But we did like a 12-hour straight through podcast from like 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. So.
That was some craziness. Imagine if we did that now.
It was fun.
We did that in like a thing and we broke it up into like 24 episodes.
That would be crazy.
Yeah, it would be crazy. Just do it one day, like 12 hours straight through, and then break it up into 24 parts and then post like.
We should do a 12 one and then make it just do 12 hours so that the podcast would be an hour so that it's not, like, forever. You ever realize how long it would be if we did it for 24 weeks? It would be 6 months.
Well, no, we could post, like, 3 a week or 4 a week. Or 5 a week or 6 a week.
I'd say an hour. 5 a week or 6 a week? No one wants to listen to that. I don't want to listen to that.
The 24-part extravaganza. 24-carat, baby.
Yeah.
Well, who would want to listen to an hour?
No one wants to listen to us in general.
I don't know. People keep listening out there. You know,
I don't know.
In Radio Land.
I think it's by accident.
We've actually gotten some new fans from Omaha, Nebraska.
Yay.
Where we have a few fans that seem to be spreading the word. So thank you for doing that out there in Omaha, Nebraska.
Thank you, Omaha, Nebraska.
And see, people listen in Omaha and Philadelphia. And according to our thingy-majig thing online, other countries as well.
Thingy-majig thing online. Very descriptive.
It is descriptive. It's very technical terminology we're using here. Why are you leaning on me?
I don't know. Tired.
Tired from what?
I don't know.
What are you tired from?
I don't know.
This position isn't extremely comfortable.
I don't ask you.
Like my crotch hurts because you're like...
That doesn't even make any sense. I'm leaning on your shoulder.
And it hurts my crotch.
Well, you're dumb.
I am. And on that dumb note, I'm going to keep the...
And on that note, I'm going to lay down.
I'm going to keep the music going because Gina laid down and... You all know that's really why you tune in for the tunes.
Yeah.
So this next band is out of the Netherlands. The name of the band is Jackie Heretic. The name of the song is Rods and Cones.
It's J-A-C-K-Y.
Like that stuff in your eyes.
What?
Rods and Cones.
J-A-C-K-Y.
Rods and Cones.
J-A-C-K-Y.
Heretic.
Yeah.
MySpace.com/ what she just said. Enjoy this song.
La 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 la
So, as usual, that last band was Jacky Heretic, which is JackyHeretic and MySpace.com is whatever it's spelled.
JH for short.
It's actually a full band. The Netherlands, and the song was called Rods and Cones, and Jared keeps touching me.
I enjoy touching her. So I was thinking while we were listening to that song and all, I was thinking, wow, this was really pretty much, for the talking part, a show about nothing.
It's normally a show about nothing.
No, but every few weeks, it's exciting,
like,
topics come up.
It's like the radio of, like, Seinfeld.
The radio of Seinfeld.
The show, you know, that was a show about nothing.
Yeah, we got Jerry Seinfeld in the back here.
We do?
Do we? You're like, whoa, Jerry Seinfeld.
What?
I like how Gina actually thought for a second. She's like, Jerry Seinfeld?
Oh, I thought you meant that, like, there was a picture behind us, like, inspiring us, and I was like, No, that looks like Kurt Cobain.
Well, what would you do if Jerry Seinfeld, that badass, just walked in?
I'd be confused. I'd probably ask him why he was in my house.
How about that crazy car accident he was in? He just, like, walked away fine.
I've heard of that before. Crazy people.
Seinfeld was driving, like, one of his classic cars. The brake failed, and he swerved, like, a sharp turn to avoid traffic. Rolled over, like, 3 times. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
That was crazy.
Someone that got in the parks and flipped over the median and flipped, like, 3 times. And he walked away from it with, like, a scratch on his forehead. And I was like, what the hell?
It's all in the way the cars land.
I suppose.
Things they could hit. It's pretty crazy. Most people are like, wow, that was pretty wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't imagine that. And then just, like, walking away from it and being like, oh. That was weird.
Yeah.
We were watching a little bit of that like, redneck show, you know, Cops. And the one guy, like, flipped his car over, and, like, a split second later, he got out and was, like, all, like, messed up.
Oh, yeah, and he was like,
that's my car? Oh,
yeah.
Man. The cop's like, are you all right? He's like, oh, my car's not. He's like, dude, you just flipped over.
Was he drunk, or did he just flip over?
I don't know, but on the same cops, there was the guy who was driving, and the woman cop pulled over a drunk driver. Was writing him a ticket, and out of nowhere, another car just slams into the back of the cop car, pushes it out of the way, and then hits the other car. And the guy gets out. And the cop's like, you have a little bit to drink tonight? He's like, no. And she's like, didn't you see the flashing lights? He's like, I did when I hit the thing that
it
was
like,
flashing
not until
on.
I was up on it. She was like, not until you hit me?
He's like, yeah,
but was he drunk?
About that. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He was like, I'm sorry about that. I guess I'm sorry. But everybody's okay.
You can't apologize for something like that.
Imagine just standing, all of a sudden the car just drives into him. And on that note of crazy drivers and ridiculousness from the show Cops.
Yeah, I like how you always try and end something like, and on that one, though, with the crazy.
It's such an IQ.
And then, like, you really just didn't do that well.
It's such an IQ dropping show.
Yeah, I know.
Times. It's like most of reality TV.
But
anyway, I'm going to shut up.
Good.
And play one last band from the Netherlands. And this band is a little bit more melodic, but good stuff, and Gina's drawing on me. And the name of the band is Ethereal.
Ethereal.
Ethereal, okay. And you can check them out at myspace.com/ethereal. That's E-T-H-E-R-E-A-L. And the name of the track is Citadel of Sorrow. So thank you again for tuning in. And you can stop drawing on me now.
That's it.